Hello and welcome. You're now looking at an older version of Camtasia Studio. And the reason that we're in this particular program is because we are going to set up our PLR content in order for it to be rebranded. And so while you don't need Camtasia Studio, you will need to have a video editing software program. Now before you purchase one to follow along in this course, you will want to make sure that you understand the entire process so you'll understand what your editor needs to do in order to undertake the steps we're going to be taking in this course. You're now looking at a file folder of 20 MP4 videos. And one of the easiest ways to rebrand and set up these PLR videos is to turn the large course number of videos into a smaller number of videos into one entire video. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to drag all 20 videos into the editing software. And you're going to see all of the video files appearing now inside of the course software. Now, in order to undertake this next step, you're going to need a lot of memory in your personal computer, regardless of your editing software. This is going to be the easiest way to work with multiple videos. If you turn all 20 videos into multiple videos, such as 3 or 4 rather than one. But we're going to work with all of the files and turn it into one video. We're going to create a title slide. You can use the slides given to you inside of your PLR. So we're going to call this slide Video 1. We're then going to drag the image into the editing area, and we're going to bring it down to the timeline to make it ready for viewing. And we're going to make sure that it covers the entire screen. Now in this case, you'll notice that the dimensions are 1280 by 720. What we're going to do is we're going to make sure that those dimensions are going to match our video. So we're going to change this to widescreen for editing. We're going to click OK. We're then going to stretch this so that it fits the rest of the canvas area. Now that we have this image, we're now going to move the timeline cursor to the end of that slide. We're then going to add our first video. So you'll see now that we have our first video. What you can now do is you can add in a transition that your editing software gives you. And so we're just going to drag in a transition to this area. And so now what we basically have is we have a title slide. We now have the first video that is going to play. Now, if you have Camtasia, there is a shorter process than creating the slide. If we were to delete that image, we can go into the Camtasia library and we can add in a title slide from Camtasia. And so what we can do here is we can go to the beginning, we can add in a title clip, and then we have our title slide. We'll then edit this slide and then we'll write in our title. And our title is now written in. And when that's the case, then you will not have to go through the PowerPoint presentation process if your editor has these features. What we're then going to do is we're going to come to the end. We're going to edit out the end of the video. We're then going to copy the title slide. We're going to come to the end. We're then going to edit this area. And we're now going to add in our second video. So we're going to bring the cursor to the end. And we're then going to add in the next video. We're going to complete this process as many times as we need in order to create smaller numbers of videos and then rebrand the entire package. Okay, so with that, thanks, and I will see you in another video.